Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this evening's Success Team call. It is December 19th, Thursday evening. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. And I'm so excited to be here with you as we are coming through the, you know, we're past the middle point of the month of December. We're wrapping up the final month of the year, which also happens to be the final month of the decade. And we have a hot call for you this evening. I want everybody to make sure that you got a pen and paper out. As you all know, we had an incredible event this past weekend in Cookeville, Tennessee. You're going to be hearing from a sampling of folks from all over the United States that attended that event live, and you're going to be hearing from them. But to kick the call off this evening, let's first go to Cookeville, Tennessee, to the founder of the Success Team, our Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches?
Hey, thank you, Jim. It's great to be on the call. We have a briefing at 6:30 here in Cookeville, Tennessee. And so I've got a little conflict some Thursday night, so I appreciate hopping on the beginning of the call. It's going to be an exciting call because we've got a lot of folks that are going to be sharing that information from the Success Academy. First of all, I just want to say it was great seeing everyone in Cookeville, Tennessee this last weekend. It was an incredible event. We've got all the video playbacks, thanks to my son Corey, who sat back there and filmed the whole event. We've got videos all up in the back office. It's under your team building section. So team building section, and it's called 2019 Success Academy, or Success Academy 2019. And check that out. If you were unable to attend the event live, be sure to go and watch those videos. There's just so much great information on there, and I'd love to have everyone in the team have access to that information. So just a few quick announcements. This is the last call of 2019 for our Thursday night. So we'll not have a call next Thursday since it'll be the day after Christmas. But all of our Monday calls will stay through the end of the year. So we have a call this Monday and the next Monday, but this will be our final Thursday evening call. And then in 2020, we're going to change it up just a little bit. And we're going to change the name of this call to our leadership training call. And it's not reserved just for leadership. We hope everyone thinks of themselves as a leader. But we just really want to not change so much the format of it, but the name to a leadership training call. And we're talking about leadership here. We're talking about team building and building passive income and building a six-figure passive income. And so we're going to call it the leadership training call, and we're going to change the time to 7 p.m. This has been a little too early on the West Coast. We've got up-and-coming leaders coming in California in that area, and it's only 4 p.m. there, so it's just a little early for them. So we're going to just move it up just a little, 7 p.m., and that will harmonize with a new call that we're going to launch as well on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. So that's one change is starting Thursday. The first call will be January 2nd. We'll start this Thursday call at 7 p.m. So make a note of that. Now, we're going to kick off, as we announced at the Success Academy, a new call on Tuesday evenings, every Tuesday in 2020. It's going to be Tuesday at 7 p.m. So that makes it nice, 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. on Thursdays. We call it our BLC. It's the Business Launch Call. Here's what it is. It's a call for any associate that you have, and keyword there, associate, is for any associates that are not yet Fast Start qualified. So that's who goes on the Tuesday call. We would invite you to listen in on the call, especially the first couple, just to get a pulse for how it is. But we've done this call before, and we want to put some resources and energy and time to keep it going because it's a 30-minute call that will focus on just helping people go out and get one plugged in, make sure they're fully plugged into the system, that they know about all the resources and tools and all of that, encourage them to attend a Fast Start school, stuff like that. But we're really going to be talking about how they need to go out and get what they need to do to get Fast Start qualified and how to go out and get Fast Start qualified. And we hope at the end of that call to share some success stories to have some of our most most recent Fast Start qualified associates share their story. And that, what a great close to that call. Now, here's how you use that call. You can use it on Friday, but on Monday, you would be wanting to really use that call. Not this coming Monday, because the call is going to start January 7th, I think is the first one, Tuesday in January is. But on Monday, you would call any associate that you have that's not Fast Start qualified, or any guest. Say you've got a guest that's not completed their training yet. You could call them and say, hey, I've got a really special opportunity. Tomorrow night, we've lined up some of the top money earners in the entire company. They're going to spend 30 minutes with you, with the team, just talking about getting through the first step, getting Fast Start qualified. And you could promote a little more than that. But if you can get through the training today, then tomorrow we can get your membership and get your associate agreement processed, because you have to be an associate to be on the call. So you can see how you can use it as a closing tool. Same thing with on Tuesdays. Hey, if you can go ahead and get your associate agreement, hey, you got your membership, let's go ahead and get your associate agreement so that we can get you on the call. And then, of course, any associate that you have, even those that are past their Fast Start deadline, just encourage them to get on the call, because it's going to be a call that focuses on helping them get Fast Start qualified and really encouraging them toward that. So I'm super excited about that. I know, Jim, you're excited as well. And one other thing I'll mention, we added under the recognition section in the back office, there's now a Fast Start deadline date showing. Now, this date only shows for those that are in their Fast Start period, but if you're within your first 20-day period, we now display right on the recognition section, because they probably don't have much recognition. So that right there it says Fast Start deadline, it'll show the date of their Fast Start deadline. So just keep that in mind, that that's now available to them right as they log in that back office. So anyway, I'm excited about the new call, the business launch call, every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Let me look at the date. I had it on my other notes. Let's see. Yeah, the 7th. January 7th will be our first call, Tuesday, January 7th. And then this call will be moving to 7 o'clock on Thursdays, and we'll do that the first one in January on January 2nd. Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope all of you have an amazing holiday. We are closing up an amazing month. In fact, I was just telling Mr. Tanner, Chris Corley's in the back room there. I heard him on the phone. He's signing up his 8th associate for the month. He has a solid goal of being a double-digit recruiter every month in 2020, and he's not starting in 2020. He's starting right now. He's going to be a double-digit recruiter in December. I'm super proud of that. 8th associate, I think he's done 2 or 3 today, but he's going to be sharing with us hopefully a little later if we can get him off the phone and get him on a conference call. But again, I'm super excited to hear from the folks that we've lined up to share with you tonight. Thanks for plugging in on the call. Again, Merry Christmas, and I'll turn the call back to you, Jim.
Thank you very much, Mr. Riches. And yeah, we're going to be hearing from the folks, again, a group of folks that attended the event in Cookeville, Tennessee. But Mr. Riches was just talking about all of the brand new associates and the great recruiting that's going on and the growth in our team. So I just want to take a moment and recognize and welcome the folks that have joined the Success Team as associates, made the commitment, gone from the guest access to our site and evaluating our opportunity to saying, yes, I'm ready to get started and making that commitment. And first of all, we have Mike Millam in Colorado, sponsored by Mr. Chris Corley. Troy Hatcher in Kentucky, sponsored by Amber Wolf. Shane Morris in North Carolina, sponsored by Chris Corley. And we have Troy Millam in Nebraska, sponsored by Mike Millam. Brian Shonman in Tennessee, sponsored by Selena Gonzalez. Nathaniel Williams in Pennsylvania, sponsored by Valerie Lowe. Richard Hughes in Tennessee, sponsored by Crystal Pascal. I'm going to sound like Mr. Riches when I try this one. Lubomar Dragnev in Missouri, sponsored by Selena Gonzalez. Travis Clark in Massachusetts up here. Welcome, Travis, to New Massachusetts Associate, sponsored by Laura Tuma. And Jason Balsamus from California, sponsored by Chris Corley. So we heard Chris Corley's name quite a few times there on that list, helping to expand our presence across the United States here with the Success Team. So thanks again to you, Mr. Chris Corley, and thanks to Mr. Richards. And let's get into hearing from folks that attended the event. And we're going to start with one of the folks that actually spoke at our event in Cookeville, Tennessee last weekend. Let's take the call up to $200,000 ring earner in the state of Kentucky, Mr. Adam Thompson. Adam?
Mr. Tanner, Adam, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be on these calls. I love, you know, just gaining new nuggets. In fact, that's one of the first things I want to talk about is the gentleman who was the upline for the famous Mr. Mark Richards himself. Mr. Richards taught us this weekend or this past weekend, because there was a person, again, his upline, who wasn't plugged in, who wasn't on the calls. This piece of information absolutely blew me away, and the gentleman didn't know it. So here we go. As we all know, Legal Shield pays us advanced commissions, and they're wonderful. They're fantastic. As Mark says, it's one way to get, you know, basically free money, interest-free money. The thing that blew me out of the water, everyone, I had no idea, Mark taught us this past weekend, was that in the past, it wasn't at a 0% interest. It wasn't just free advance commission. Get this, everyone. In the past, it was an 18% interest. And if I have that right, I took the notes on it. They used to charge, Legal Shield used to charge years and years ago, 18% interest on the advance commissions. Well, then when it moved down to only 8%, right, everyone went crazy, Mark said, and it was just the best thing since sliced bread and the Wild West and so on and so forth. And then it went all the way down to 3% advance, or, you know, 3% interest on your advances. And, of course, we all know now, we now all know it as zero or just advance commission. But it really did boggle the mind, and I'm saying all that to say this. There was a gentleman, Mark's upline, a guy called Dave Roller, who was the upline for Dave Cibula and Mark Richards and so on and so forth. This guy was earning $22,000 his team was selling 22,000 memberships per month, and he was doing everything as earned because he didn't know. He wasn't plugged in. He didn't stay connected. He didn't go to the event. He didn't know that he could have been getting his money at an advance of 0% interest, right? So absolutely staying plugged in is huge. I learned so much at this past weekend's event. The last thing I want to tell you before I jump off here is another story that Mr. Rich has told us. He basically talked about, this was at the beginning of the conference or the beginning of the weekend, he said we all needed to walk out of there with a big enough why. And again, that why always changes, right? But we needed to walk out of there after that weekend with a big enough why. And the story goes like this. A man runs into the room and says, hey, my car's on fire. I need everyone to come help me. And basically, no one in their right mind is going to go out and try to put out a burning car. But then, you know, listen to this. Then it changes. He says, hey, my car's on fire, and there's a kid in the car. We've all got to go help him. Of course, everyone runs to help the kid. And then the last part of the story is, hey, there's a car on fire in our kid is in that car. And so Mark simply said, when the why is big enough, the how will just happen. No one's going to sit and hypothesize and say, well, we should break the window. Let's go get a chair and break the window. Then we'll undo the seatbelt and drag them out. No, you just, when it's your child in the car that's on fire, you just go get it done, right? And I want to leave you all with that. Thank you so much for having me on the call. And Mr. Tanner, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you so much.
Adam Thompson, thanks so much. Appreciate you, my brother. And coming out of Cookeville, Tennessee, my wife, Dr. Danielle Rousseau, and our daughter, Olive, and myself, we traveled up, and we were hosted by Adam and Alicia Thompson at their beautiful home. And I'll tell you what, I just am so appreciative of the opportunities to see the vision of what happens when people are successful with their Legal Shield business. Of course, you know, I live a dream lifestyle, and to see Mr. Adam Thompson's incredible home and acreage and basically living a dream life, a life that he designed on purpose, all provided by this incredible business that he built on solid ground. So again, thank you, Adam, for having us to your home for a couple of days and for all the time and camaraderie. I'm going to continue on by going down to South Carolina, where we're going to hear from Ms. Venus Powers. Venus, if we have you on the line, it was so great to meet you in person and have you in attendance, and we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. It was great to meet you all as well. I started in Legal Shield in January, and under Mark and a young lady named Anna. And I was impressed, you know, my first video, you know, when you plug people into that video with Mark telling his story, that is incredible. But when you see it in life, real life, you see his life and you see his children and his family and, you know, they're just amazing people. You understand, you know, where the passion is and why. One of the reasons why you want to be successful is because this person cared enough to put a program together like Success Team. And prior to that, it was Harvard Risk Management. But the energy that's put into supporting the associates under the Mark Riches team is incredible. And this past weekend was my first time in Cookeville, and I had taken some time off for lots of reasons. None of them were very good, but I wanted to come back, and I was waffling on whether or not to make the commitment to come or whether to just bow out completely. And I talked to one of our colleagues, Lenore, and she says, you have to come and get re-energized. That's the only way you're going to do it is if you feel the energy again. I opened a Dove candy wrapper, and it said, book the flight. I actually drove, but I came. I mean, I went. And I came to this. I met your wife, Mr. Tanner, and it was her talk was amazing. It had nothing to do specifically with Legal Shield, but more about how you step into your day and take control of your own life, take control of your health, and that's how you're successful. And so, you know, with all of your advice about the hydration and everything, I've lost 3 pounds this week, so I'm so excited about that. But I've plugged back into all of the videos and all the resources that we have on Success Team, and I was just telling Mark and Jim at the beginning of the call how, you know, I'm ready to just get started, not just in 2020, but this week, and finish my week with membership sign-ups and finish the year with a handful of those so that I'm already, you know, back in PCQ and up and going, and I look forward to seeing you all in Dallas. Thank you.
Vita, thank you so much for being on the call this evening. I appreciate those words, and I agree. I think my wife's training is just absolutely phenomenal. And, of course, right, that's kind of my secret to my success. I get that training everywhere I walk in this house, whether I want it or not, right?
So, well, so thanks again. Well, I had her send me the slides first thing Monday morning, and I was so excited to get them. So she's a super dynamic person, and your daughter is adorable. I mean, just cute as she can be.
Thank you. Well, we can keep talking about this all night, but we're not going to do that now. So thank you very much, Venus. Great to see you there. I know we'll be seeing you at our big event, International Convention in Dallas, Texas. Let's continue on hearing from folks that were able to join us live in Cookeville, Tennessee. We're now going to go to the state of Missouri to Mr. Joey Bartle. Joey?
Mr. Tanner, thank you for the invitation. I was thinking about the nuggets and everything that we heard, and there was so much, so I've been going back over in the back office and re-watching a lot of the presentations because there just was so much. But my biggest takeaway was that during the two-day Leader Success Academy 2020 was actually the value of our Success Team leadership. Mr. Mark Riches, Mr. Jim Tanner, Mr. Chris Evans, Dr. Russo, Mr. Chris Corley, Mr. Adam Thompson, Ms. Susan Pellegrinetti, and Ms. DeShare Harley. And of course, as always, and we missed him, was Mr. Mike Riches, for what you all do when you pour into our lives. You pour the keys to being successful in our business every training presentation. It gave me more information to build upon. And I'm glad that I took lots of notes, as the informational nuggets, there were so numerous. And I don't want to miss or ever forget the riches of this information that I got this weekend. Each of our leaders were well prepared, and they broke down the system that has proven to work in their businesses. And then it made it clear how I could be successful by using the system. And the excitement, the enthusiasm, it was palpable, and it was very uplifting. It was wonderful to meet so many other Success Team members and then just feed off of their energy. So I think we should always be grateful and appreciative of our leaders, of their time, their wisdom, their knowledge. And I think that we each should purpose in our hearts in 2020 to attend and support the suggestions of our leaders when they tell us we need to attend. The weekly Monday B2B training and support calls, the Thursday Success Team weekly calls, the new Tuesday business launch calls, as well as any other events that our leaders suggest. Lastly, I think that the hospitality, the food, and the fellowship at the Rich's Ranch for Christmas, it was incredible. And it just reminded me of what a 95 young at heart farmer told me one time. He said, "Joey, experience all you can experience. Learn all you can learn. Harbor those memories inside so that one day when you get old and you get gray like me, nobody comes to see you anymore, then that's all you got to hold on to." So I value understanding that I have some bridges to cross from hope to belief. Not just hoping that Legal Shield's a great company, or hoping the membership or the opportunity works, or hoping that my leadership knows what they're doing, but crossing the bridge to believing in Legal Shield, the company, believing in the membership, and believing in the opportunity, believing in my leadership. So thank you for allowing me just to share with you my experience.
Joey, thank you so much. And, man, eloquent. And you know what I heard, Joey, and Venus and the others? I heard the future. And I can imagine myself holding one of those seats in a room like Cookeville, Tennessee, and other places around the country where you are the speakers and the trainers that we're taking dutiful notes in front of. And I know that day is going to come soon. Let's continue on to, I don't know where on the planet Mr. Kurt Jones is at the moment. I know he lives in the Dallas, Texas market, and he's going to be excited to have us all coming to visit him for the Dallas International Convention just a few months from now. But at the moment, he's going to have to tell us where he is on planet Earth. Let's take the call to Mr. Kurt Jones.
Hey, thanks, Jim. I actually just got back home yesterday from Nashville, took a trip to see my daughter and her family in Clarksville after I left you guys. And then I also took a trip up to Lexington to meet up with a friend and spend some time with some sites. You might have seen those who are on my Facebook page, and might have seen that I got to see the original Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant and museum and all that, which was unexpected because we were actually going up to Cumberland Falls and see the sites there and the falls, which is breathtaking and gorgeous. And then I spent more time with my kids, and then flew back yesterday. So it's good to be home. It's great to see everybody. I'm preparing to take another trip to my home place in Idaho. So that it's going to be pretty tight, but I'm going to attempt to make it. So I'm always on the go, like Jim says, but you never know. And that's one of the things I like about this business, because it gives you the freedom to do that. If I had a regular job, there's no way I'd be able to do that without a lot of vacation time racked up that I could use that or something, or use my sick time or whatever. But I tell you, you know, coming to our events that we went, you know, with the Leadership Academy, you know, it's so refreshing. I mean, reuniting with everyone again makes me wish that we could have weekly in-person meetings like when I was an insurance agent. We had them every Monday morning, you know. We'd see each other weekly, and then the rest of the week we'd be selling. But at least we saw each other once a week, man. And sometimes I wish I could see my Success Team leaders and colleagues and family, you know, more often. But it's, you know, also – they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And so that's definitely true, because I missed everybody, and it was so great to see everybody. And I can't wait to see you guys in just a few months here in my home town here in Dallas. at the convention. It was great to have being at the Rich's house, and it's always great to be at the ranch and seeing the family and seeing us there as a family. Definitely with having Chris Evans with his mind-blowing magic tricks that just make you scratch your head wondering how the heck he did that, that's just part of our thing, and it's just amazing. It's just awesome to be around that. Another thing is getting recharged. It's such a recharge and refreshing to hear from the leaders of our organization with the great teachings and the great nuggets and the insights. I mean, we hear these, weekly. We get this weekly on our Monday and Thursday calls, but there's no such thing as getting too much. When it's in person, it just makes it that much more better. You're able to speak with the person afterwards, be able to take more notes, take pictures of the notes, things like that, refresh together and grow together. A few of the nuggets that I took back with me was one from Zig Ziglar where he says, you're born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win and expect to win. A lot of people, including myself, we want to win, but, you got to plan, you got to, know where you're going and want to do it, and expect it. So I may have heard this before, but this time it really hit me, about making my plan for 2020 and expecting to be where I need to be and moving forward from there. Another one that got me was often the goal is nearer than it seems. To faint and falter man, one often struggles, has given up. Once often the struggle has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the knight slipped down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit, and it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. And author is unknown, but I tell you what, that really hit me as well. Sometimes we get in the mindset when things get so hard, and I've heard it, and you've all heard it, where people just, it's too hard, I can't do this, I give up, and you just, they just will never know that next person they might have tried to prospect and talk to could have been that one, And for me personally, my one for the time being was my Adam Thompson, Adam Alicia Thompson, If I would have given up and said, I don't have time, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to take care of my mom, because that's how I ended up in Texas from Idaho, is to take care of my mom and be her caregiver, I could have said, you know what, she's enough of a task for me. I can't deal with this right now. I'll deal with it later. I would have never sent that resume to Adam, and Adam wouldn't be where he is. Adam wouldn't have the organization that he has. Lives couldn't have been changed the way they were. And, but because, I wanted to pursue this, by the grace of God, I found a superstar. And he's making more superstars, and his brother, Shannon, is becoming the next superstar in this organization. So I just want to encourage everybody, never give up. This is your family. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on yourself. We're all here for each other, and we're going to see each other at the top, and we're going to keep celebrating till we go home to be with the Lord. So with that, I'll give you back over to you, Jim.
Hey, Kurt, thank you so much for that. Words from the heart, we can tell, and I appreciate you being with us on the call. And the great thing about Kurt Jones, I was bragging on him for a second because I've been here with him on this journey, is that, number one, he understands that this is a business of paying it forward. And that's why he's with us this evening, sharing, lending a voice to the folks that are leaning in and listening in for that little nugget of encouragement, that little bit of excitement, that little bit of information that will help them have that aha moment. He's always there to help because he's had those moments, because he's shown up in his business and had the dots get connected, and he wants that for each and every one of us, and I know that to be true. And I also know that he is just getting started, and he's a humble guy, but but the shape and the breadth of the influence of the team that he's creating, not just here in the United States, but as it will grow around the world, is going to be legendary here in this business. And I appreciate you for spending that time with us this evening. So we'll let you
Thank
jump
you
off
so
the
much.
Line. I got a little noise. I think it might be yours, so I'll have you mute your handset as well. Appreciate you. And I know that I got the word that Mr. Chris Corley has joined us. Chris, before I let you speak and share, I just want you to know that your name has been spoken a bunch on this call before you got here. Even before we started, those of us that were on the speaker's line were discussing why you weren't with us at the beginning of the call, because you're continuing to follow up and sign up your new associates. And we welcome several new associates to the success team that were sponsored into the business by you in the last week. So we're excited to have you on the call this evening. We are grateful to have you pouring into us in Cookeville, Tennessee, and we'll turn the time over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Jim. I really enjoyed Kurt, my good friend Kurt. It was beautiful to see you in Cookeville and to hear you. You're always you're a breath of fresh air every time I hear you speak, and just to be around you is a real privilege. So, yes. But, I said this last weekend about the power of what LegalShield is doing with this, the $800 bonus. And I know we have the $300 bonus for the Fast Start qualification, and then the extra $500 bonus to level up to manager. But what I'm doing is when I'm prospecting, I'm talking to all my prospects and I'm saying, you cannot have come in at a better time than right now. The company is offering an $800 bonus, and, I can show you exactly what you need to do to get that bonus. And, yes, you can get that bonus before Christmas. Really? I can get it before Christmas? Absolutely, you can get it before Christmas. I'm going to be working right up to Christmas, and I'm going to be working with you. I'm going to be working with your whole organization. I'll do all that I can to make sure that it happens. But, let's get that bonus, because I'm not quite sure what the company's going to do in January. I'm sure they're going to have, other incentives coming up in January. Of course, it's a new year, and we're going to be looking forward into the new year. But let's not wait. I know people that Fast Start qualify in a day. I know people that level up to manager, in a week. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right here. I will be traveling up to Lancaster, Pennsylvania to spend time with my family for Christmas. However, I have a cell phone and I have a Bluetooth. So as I'm driving up there, we can talk. You can put your people on. We can do three ways. I can show you where all your documents are. I can talk you through things. So, let's not wait, because sometimes, a lot of times, people say, it's so close to the new year. How about if I just do a big, a fresh start in January? And I'm like, yeah, because that's what everybody's going to say. Everybody's going to say, I'm going to start a new life in January. But, let's grab a hold of the reins right now. Let's start your new life right now. Let your dreams start right now. Let's get that bonus right now. Let's not wait to January, because you'll have the momentum going into January if you start right now. So, and again, I just tell them, I'll be with them every step of the way. So, so far that's working, and I'm not going to fix what's not broken yet. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, and I'm glad. I was glad to see all you guys up there, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the next event.
Mr. Corley, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with the group. Appreciate you. It was great to see you in person. We hear a lot from you on the calls, and I'm looking forward to seeing you wherever we end up next. I know, oftentimes wherever I am in the country, I turn around and Chris Corley's right there learning. And now you're on that journey of teaching, learning things at a deeper level by teaching them yourself. And I appreciate you for that as well. Folks, as we come to the bottom of the hour,
I'm going to transition. I have a training prepared for you. As Mr. Riches talked about when we started the call, this is our final opportunity to come together on Thursday evening. It's not our final call of the year, but it's our final Thursday evening call of the year. With the way that with Christmas is going to land and the end of the year, we've decided that this will be our final time to come together, which means this is my final opportunity to talk with you on Thursday evening about how to finish the month of December strong and how to really lay down a foundation for the beginning of your 2020. The new decade is upon us. Your business can go to the next higher, much higher levels. If you were with me in Cookeville, Tennessee, or you saw this training that I did in Cookeville on the videos on our back office, I talked about when I started the year 2010, so okay, you know, the last decade, when the decade we're in right now, when I began that decade, my life was completely different. You would have had no idea who I was if you were in the business at that time. Because in my personal life, I hadn't really accomplished things yet. I wasn't yet a husband. I wasn't yet a father. But in my business, I hadn't accomplished any of the things that I would later become known for. I had never earned $50,000 in a year when this decade started. Never earned $100,000, of course, or $150,000 or $200,000. I never earned $250,000 in a year. As a matter of fact, I had never earned over $400 a week in any way, shape, or form prior at the beginning of this decade. I didn't talk about this in the training, but I mean, let's be real. I had, at the time, I had one credit card. It was the kind where it's called like a prepaid credit card, where I had a $500 credit limit because I sent the credit card company $500. And you know what? That card was maxed out. I owed $500 on that card. I had a 550 credit score at the beginning of the decade. So does it take 10 years for your whole life to change? No. But I made a decision around this time, 10 years ago, that started a set of dominoes falling that allowed me to totally reinvent my life. And now we are Millionaire Club members. We have homes and cars that are paid for. All of our debts are taken care of. Our child goes to the best school. Everything that I could have dreamed is happening, and it's not just happening for me. It's happening all around me. My friends and colleagues are having this tremendous success as well. And I want this for everybody that's listening in this evening. This is not about bragging. It's about sharing with you what's possible because of what's so plentiful in our Legal Shield business. So I wanted to talk about completing the year 2019, completing the month of December, and finishing strong. And we are all going to be tremendously busy over the rest of this month. That, let's acknowledge that. But let's also acknowledge that what we can do to impact our own personal businesses and to protect people and to get momentum in our business is relatively simple. And because it's simple to do, and what I'm going to talk about is so simple to do, it will be often overlooked. There will be many people that are listening to this message that will just overlook this because of its simplicity. They won't understand the power of doing something that's simple. For example, and this is really not part of my training, but I want to make sure I mention this. I got my book, our December book of the month, Dare to Get Rich by Larry Smith. Larry Smith, who I've been listening to on training calls and in video presentations and live from the stages of our international conventions, and then who over the last several years I've been able to call a friend and consider a mentor, someone that I can reach out to directly. All of that and the information of a life well lived all in this little book. And there are people that even though we've been talking about this book all month are not going to read this. And my book arrived today. I wish I had gotten it. I would hope to get it so I could read it on the plane down to Cookeville. It's a fast read. I'll probably get started on it this evening and have trouble putting it down and stay up too late reading because it's short, concise, and as I flip through it, it's been a lot of fun just to look at what I'm going to be able to grab for nuggets from Dare to Get Rich. I hope you read your copy over the next couple of weeks here as we finish the month of December. But what I wanted to talk about is this, and I'm just going to talk about it like this. Everything in our business duplicates. We're team leaders, So we've talked a lot about recruiting, and we've shined a light on recruiting because recruiting is important, but leading is more than recruiting. See, sponsoring people into the business is fairly, once you get the hang of it, fairly easy. I mean, we have a company that's worth $2 billion. We have an opportunity that pays a one-year advance commission, and you get to own your residual book of business that pays residuals for life. You can build a team anywhere in the United States or Canada or the UK and leverage that team of individuals. It's a pretty compelling opportunity. It's an opportunity that most people have never heard of the products, and yet once they discover that they exist, they want them, and they're excited to own them. They don't see them as something that's unnecessary or that they could get at a retail store, because it certainly is necessary, and you certainly can't get it at a retail store. So to sponsor people into this business, if we get busy on the exposing, which I hope if you were not with us in Cookeville, Tennessee, you watch the video of Mr. Markrich is talking about the exposures and how he just masterfully presented how that controls everything we do. The point I want to make there is not to do the same training he did, but to tell you that you will find out that the process of exposing people to our business and then starting up the ones that see the opportunity for themselves, like you and I did, that's fairly straightforward. But leading that group of people can have built into it some other challenges. And the first of those challenges, and the one I'll talk about this evening as I direct us toward the end of the call, is that everything we do duplicates. When we do good things or right things, they duplicate. That's good news. When we do things that are off track or just flat out bad for our business or not in the interest of our business growing, those things duplicate as well. And the thing that I want to point out and shine a light on this evening is Performance Club. You know, I want you to imagine that you've got a leader in the field, and that leader is walking down the road, and he's saying to you, maybe you're new, and you ask him for some advice, and he's saying to you, well, my goal is to make $100,000 this year, and he's giving you this advice, and you're walking next to each other down the street on the sidewalk, and you're walking together, and you're so grateful that this leader is giving you this great advice. And this leader, you notice, steps over a pile of money, $65. You can see it clearly on the ground. And you say, excuse me, leader, I don't mean to interrupt what you're saying, but don't you want to pick up that money? And the leader says, no, because I'm going to make $100,000 this year. I'm not worried about that $65. And you think this is strange, but who are you to question the leader? So you nod in subtle agreement, and you continue on. And then it happens again, except this time the small pile of cash is $185. And it's all fanned out. You can see it. And you say to yourself, I don't want to challenge the leader on this again. I already watched him ignore $65 on the ground. Now he just stepped over $185. What is he thinking? And then you go a little further, and you're a little distracted as this leader is giving you what he thinks is great advice. But all you can focus on is not the great advice. All you can focus on is, why did he step over the money? Why didn't he pick it up? And then it happens again, and it's almost too much to tolerate. This time, $250 on the ground, and you say, I'm sorry, I just have to ask you again. I know you're the leader, and I know that you're giving me this great advice, but I watched you step over $65. And when I asked you about it, you said, I'm focused on $100,000. And I guess I understand, but then I watched you step over $185, and now, just now, you stepped over $250. Real money. You just passed it by in the street. Why would you do that? And the leader says, don't question me. I am focused on earning $100,000. And then it happens one more time. You just walk a little bit further, and this time it is just absolutely too much to take. $500 laying on the ground. And you just have to say to yourself, this is not somebody that I can follow. This cannot be the advice of somebody that knows what they're talking about. He's now stepped over $65, then $185, then $250, and now finally, I can't stand it, $500. He totally ignored and dismissed as he walked down the road on his way to $100,000 this year. It makes no sense, and I can't follow this person. I hope I hope you're wondering what my point is as I tell this story. And I said it's about Performance Club, but that is what we do. We are supposed to be the leaders of the team. And there are some of us, and this was me at the beginning of the decade, so I'm not pointing fingers anywhere except at myself. At the beginning of the decade, when I was really good at recruiting, I started to be really good at recruiting, I was not the leader. And people were asking me for advice on how to recruit and how I was recruiting all these people. And I would say, I'm recruiting all these people. I'm going to make $100,000 this year. But you know what? I was not consistently in Performance Club. And because I was not consistently in Performance Club, I was stepping over the Performance Club money that Legal Shield wanted to pay me every single month. And those are not insignificant dollars. As a matter of fact, as you progress through Performance Club, that is an extra $6,000 a year, which if you want to make $100,000 a year, that $6,000 can contribute to that total. That's real money. It's not coupons or credits for the Legal Shield store. It's real dollars. It gets mixed in and deposited in your account every single month. And I really wanted to make that point this evening. And I'm going to talk about, just in case somebody on this call does not know how to Performance Club qualify, I'm going to talk about that next. But I want to get your attention by saying, as the leaders, everything we do duplicates. If we want to duplicate consistent productivity in our team, the way we do that is through Performance Club, getting as many people in our organizations Performance Club qualified every month as we possibly can by promoting it and talking about it, measuring it, celebrating the people that are Performance Club qualified, shining a light on them so that everybody else can hear about it. And the number one indicator of whether or not you can lead a team of people that are Performance Club qualified is if you are. Because of the speed of the leader is what determines the speed of the pack. And Performance Club, not being in Performance Club while telling your team that it's important for them to do, is it's a conflict. It doesn't make any sense, and your team won't see you as the leader if you can't do the thing you're asking them to do. And the one thing that we're asking them to do is be in Performance Club, to collect that $6,000 a year in extra Performance Club income. Now, not only do you get to earn $6,000 a year as a Performance Club qualified associate, over time it builds up to $500 a month. And we have a flyer on this, so I'm not going to go into all the details, but I just want to expand your mind to say, wait a minute, I can't say that I'm serious about my business and then step over the first Performance Club bonus, which could be $65. And actually, it could be up to $125. But let's just say it's $65. You know, how you do anything is how you do everything. So when that $65 is in front of you, pick it up. When the next month comes along and it's $185 and it's in front of you, you pick it up. Or if it's $375, you pick it up. Or $250 or $500, you pick it up. Because then you build a team of people that pick it up. And I don't know if you all realize this, but you actually get a matching bonus called PC for Life as a team leader for every single person in your organization that's Performance Club qualified during their first 2 years. While they're establishing that rhythm in their business, you as the leader get a match. And listen to this, as the sponsor, that can be anywhere from $50 to $100 per person on your team. What if you had five and you earned an additional $500 because you taught your team to pick up those dollars? What if you're also the senior director and the executive director and the platinum executive director? These are cumulative bonuses. These cumulative bonuses can become hundreds of dollars in matching money per associate in your organization. There are people right now earning $200, $300, and $400 bonuses, matching bonuses for each of the associates in their organization that are Performance Club qualifying. And the reason that they have an army of people in their team that are Performance Club qualifying is because they taught their team to pick up every one of those dollars. And the way they taught their team to do that is by being the example, picking up those dollars themselves. So what I ask you as we finish up the last call, the last Thursday evening call that we're going to have time to get together before we finish the month with plenty of time left to be Performance Club qualified, even if you have no points accumulated, let me share with you what you need to do. Performance Club is simply 90 points accumulated over the entire calendar month. This is a calendar month program, and all you have to do to Performance Club qualify is to earn 90 Performance Club points. Now, if you earn 180 Performance Club points, your bonus is doubled. So for those people willing to do a little bit more, there's more money. But Performance Club qualification is 90 points. And the way you earn points is by writing memberships, protecting families. And the way Legal Shield issues points for memberships is they give you 1 point for every dollar of memberships written. So if you sat down with me over a cup of coffee today and you showed me this incredible Legal Shield and ID Shield membership, and I signed up for both for my family for the $49.90 monthly membership, you would earn 50 points because that $49.90 rounds up to 50, and you would earn 50 points for that. So now that I started by saying 90 points might have sounded like a lot, but when you realize how you earn points, well, just protecting one family, you can earn 50 or more points. And here's the really interesting thing. Because Legal Shield wants to recognize and reward recruiting, which expands our associate base, which allows us to protect more families faster, you also can earn additional points by recruiting. So for every person that accumulates at least 60 points in membership premium, that's $60 worth of memberships, as long as you have at least 60 as the minimum, when you recruit an associate onto your team, you earn a 50% multiplier. So let's now pretend that you sit down with me and you show me the membership and the opportunity. Let's say you sat down with me over a cup of coffee tomorrow and you show me this incredible Legal Shield membership and the opportunity, and you market me a $49.90 membership. That's the $24.95 Legal Shield membership, $24.95 ID Shield membership for me and my family, plus you add a business rider, a home-based business rider, because I'm starting a Legal Shield business with you. I'm joining the business. So you just got an associate and $59.85 in memberships, which rounds up to 60. So just by sitting down with one person, you got the $60 in premium. You recruited that person, which gives you a 50% multiplier, turning 60 points into 90 points. Simple as that. I know I'm going quickly. You can learn about all of this under resources in your LS Engage back office on Legal Shield, or you can certainly talk to your upline leader. As an executive director, I want to talk to everybody in my team that's serious about being Performance Club qualified every month, starting with this month. Because if you could be Performance Club qualified and lead by that example, pick up those dollars instead of stepping over them, then you will create an army of people that take that seriously in their business. Now, here's what that does for you. Remember I talked about the leader that's focused on earning $100,000 a year. Well, if you're going to lead a team of people and earn $100,000 a year, you're going to want to have a goal of being an executive director at minimum. And as an executive director, that's simply having a team that produces $1,400 in premium or more per month. Where does that premium come from your team? It comes from the people that are getting Performance Club qualified consistently every month. They're writing $60 or more in premium, and that adds up to the $1,400 that you need for your Performance Club qualification. That's the road to a six-figure income, by being an executive director each and every month, because you have a group of people that understand the power of being in Performance Club. And I only spoke of the money today. Legal Shield has sent my family all over the world on exotic vacations, round-trip air, all-inclusive, experiences that you wouldn't believe if you've never been on. And by the way, when the decade started, I had never been on a Performance Club trip. I had never been on a Performance Club trip because I had never been serious about Performance Club. And so they went on those trips without me. But in this decade, Legal Shield has sent my family to Cancun, to the Bahamas at Atlantis, to Cabo, San Lucas, and I can't even think of all the places. I mean, we just place after place all over the world, walking the beaches of the world with my friends and family because of this incredible opportunity, and it all begins with being Performance Club qualified. So my challenge for you as we wrap up this call here on the final Thursday evening call of the year and of the decade is, can you be serious about the minimum qualification that you can create for your business? Can you be so serious about it, so consistent and convicted in it, that you lead an army of people to it and through it? Because with that consistency, you can build a massively successful business for yourself while also teaching entrepreneurs how to do that for their families as well. Thank you so much for everybody that's joined us on the call this evening to give feedback and insight coming out of Cookeville, Tennessee. Thanks to all of you for all you do, for plugging in. Have a fantastic evening and a great finish to the month of December. We'll be right back here with you on Monday morning for our B2B support call, and we'll see you there. Good night.